The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Coming to you, as you know, from Aviva Stadium, and we are joined here at the stadium by Lisa Cannon, entertainment presenter and producer with Inside Hollywood, and you've chosen our venue as your theme.
Why not? Since we're here in the Aviva, I just thought stadium movies, the magic of films where stadiums set the setting. Now, there's so many, Pat, we could go into.
Yeah, there are disaster movies and, you know, the president is attending and he's about to get blown up or whatever. Loads of those kinds. But you've kind of concentrated on the sporting end of things.
Indeed. It's more kind of baseball, NRL. Listen, Field of Dreams, one of my favourite movies. It's so beautiful, from 1989. And the stadium is the mystical part of the movie. And I think, you know, where arenas are the beating heart, it brings magic. It's about a picture that you're cheering with your mates or you're feeling swept up in the swell of dreams. And Kevin Costner, of course, plays Ray Kinsella. And it's a journey about ghostly players like Shoeless Joe Jackson who play under starlight. And it's a blend of family and redemption. If people haven't seen it, it is absolutely beautiful. The famous quote, of course, is "If you build it, he will come." And that was actually recorded by the director, Phil Robinson himself, who's not an actor, but keeping us all ethereal. And the stadium's magic lies in simplicity. It's a patch of grass, a crop of grass, where the ghosts of old bass players of past come to Kevin Costner and he builds the Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. Now tell me about the field itself.
Yeah, well, the field was actually, the exact spot was chosen for its sunset glow, making every scene kind of this visual poem. And people go every year religiously. It's like people love to see, you know, spots of where Forrest Gump was made. And it's become a love letter to kind of second chances with, as I said, the stadium being the beating heart. Would you like to hear a clip?
I would.
Ray. People will come, Ray. They'll come to Iowa for reasons they can't even fathom. They'll turn up your driveway, not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it. But it is money they have and peace they like.
Ray, just sign the papers.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers. Sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. They'll find they have reserved seats somewhere along one of the baselines. Where they sat when they were children and cheered their heroes. And they'll watch the game. And it'll be as if they'd dipped themselves in magic waters. The memories will be so thick, they'll have to brush them away from their faces.
Oh, that's great.
It's great, isn't it? It's kind of raw emotion and heart-tugging nostalgia. When I look out here, Pat, it's such a wonderful view. You can imagine baseball players even being here.
Now, the next movie we want to talk about is Jerry Maguire. Tell us about the conceit, the plot.
The plot, indeed. Well, Jerry Maguire, I've seen this movie thousands of times. People laugh at me because I actually can quote it verbatim. But it's about Jerry Maguire, who is played by Tom Cruise, the sports agent who watches his client shine. And the stadium is kind of a crucible for redemption because you've also got in there Cuba Gooding Jr., who's played by Cuba Gooding Jr., Rod Tidwell is his character. And it's about the career redefining the game. And it's just a phenomenal movie. I mean, Renee Zellweger's in there as well, kind of for her debut role. But it's really a film, as I said, about redemption, but not only that, that the film used all real NFL players as extras, blending seamlessly with Tom Cruise himself. And the stadium noise crowd was recorded during an actual Arizona State game and it was layered into the film. So it is about a career-driven plot, but it's more about Tom himself and him as Jerry Maguire and why he's such a schmuck and how he turns everything around for himself. I've seen it so many times, as I mentioned, but I do always find nuances every time I see it.
Okay, so this clip we're going to hear is Jerry interacting with Ron.
Interacting with Ron. Everybody knows this. So if you're in your car, you're in the shower, you're coming out of the house, give a word to this one. Everybody knows it's a great one.
Jerry!
Yeah, what can I do for you, Rod? You just tell me, what can I do for you?
It's a very personal, very important thing. Hell, it's a family motto.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Here it is. Show me the money.
Money! show you the money.
Oh, no, no, you can do better than that, Jerry. I want you to say it, what you would mean it, brother. Hey, I got Bob Sugar on the other line. I better hear you say it.
Yeah, yeah, no. Show you the money.
Not show you. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Yeah. Louder.
Show me the money.
That's it, brother, but you got to yell that.
Show me the money.
I need to feel you, Jerry.
Show me the money.
Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money. Show me the money.
Congratulations, you're still my agent.
Extraordinary clip. I wonder how long it took them to shoot that one.
In one go, I believe. Oh. All in one take. And the stadium, of course, because, you know, obviously that's them kind of colliding, where loyalty and ambition collide. But the stadium itself was actually Sun Devil Stadium. And the director, Cameron Crowe, chose it because of its vibrant college atmosphere, rejecting other kind of NFL larger venues for an intimate feel. There's so many, Pat, we can go through from Rudy.
Well, let's move to one. You've got The Natural, Robert Redford.
Yes, I'd love to mention that. I'm sure you've seen it and loved it as well. The Natural, 1984, with Robert Redford, as mentioned. I mean, there's so many. Rudy, 1993, Notre Dame Stadium, and Sean Astin in there. The Waterboy, as I mentioned before, and that's hilarious, with Adam Sandler. We've got The Blind Side, Sandra Bullock. Sweet Home Alabama, Reese Witherspoon. She's kind of revisiting her college and youth there back into Alabama. Sweet Dreams, also with Jessica Lange, is another one in 1985, and Bill Durham in 1988. So many, so many.
Now let's talk about Any Given Sunday, because any Al Pacino movie is well worth talking about.
Well, this is particularly fascinating because, just so you know, Al Pacino, amazing actor, as we all know, but in this locker room scene built in the stadium in Miami's Orange Bowl, it's a fierce arena where he delivers this kind of life-altering speech. Many people actually play this speech before they go to work, before they're going to a job interview, or just in general. It's gone down as one of the most iconic monologues in history.
The location, the Orange Bowl, is it still there?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, indeed. And it was demolished, excuse me, sorry, post-filming, making it a time capsule. Indeed, the stadium is the pulse of the movie, but here in the locker room, Jamie Foxx trained with all the pro athletes. If you watch the clip itself, you'll see that his movement changes, his eyes change. But all of the actors in the scene could only watch it once. They couldn't believe Al Pacino was actually that good. And then they had to film the pickups a second time to make sure that it was for real. It's a brilliant speech. It is mesmerizing. Have a listen to this.
You know, when you get old in life, things get taken from you. I mean, that's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's this game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us.
Hell yeah.
They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's gonna make the difference between winning and losing.
Absolutely brilliant from Al Pacino. Now, before we conclude this segment, I want to play another clip, this time featuring another veteran actor, one of the top guys. This is from A League of Their Own, and it's Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Which team do you play for?
Well, I'm a peach.
Well, I was just wondering, because I couldn't figure out why you would throw home when we've got a two-run lead. You let the tying run get on second, and we lost the lead because of you. Now you start using your head. That's that lump that's 3 feet above your ass.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Why don't you leave her alone, Jimmy?
Oh, you zip it, Doris. Rogers Hornsby was my manager, and he called me a talking pile of pig. And that was when my parents drove all the way down from Michigan to see me play the game. And did I cry?
No.
No. No. And you know why?
No.
Because there's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball.
There's no crying in baseball.
There's no crying in baseball. That's an iconic line. This is 1992, A League of Their Own. And a couple of people said to me, I've never seen this before. It's brilliant. It's about women's baseball. And it was set in Indiana's Hinchcliffe Stadium. It's all about passion meets pressure, really, when it comes to baseball and NRL movies or NFL movies. But honestly, I think so many are there that I haven't revisited and I want to revisit again. What do you think?
Well, Lisa, thank you very much for visiting us here.
Thank you.
At Aviva Stadium.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.